Jonah Crismore, Melissa McCann, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
The Embassy Theater seems ever on the quest to offer something really cool for everyone. And this year's Summer Nights series proves that point to be sure. Jonah, this series takes place in the ballroom and rooftop patio. So let's start there. What does that venue bring to the party?
Well, the rooftop and ballroom were opened in 2016 after a renovation. And, you know, this is something where we can kind of take local artists, bring them into the space and let people have fun.
And it's one heck of a lovely space.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of the coolest ballrooms in the area. It has the feeling, it kind of gives a vibe of what the Indiana Hotel was in the 1920s when it was built. And for the type of event that Summer Nights is, it just allows people to come in and just look around. You also, with the rooftop attached to the seventh floor of the Indiana Hotel, you get a view of the city that you can't get anywhere else.
It all sounds exotic and wonderful. And so, 14 weeks, 14 incredibly diverse musical experiences. You are the salsa connection, Melissa. So how are you going to light up that night, light up that space?
Oh, wow. Well, no pressure, but we are experienced now. After last year's event, we had an amazing turnout here with the community. We were the Salsa Night last year, debuting at the Embassy Theater. And you know what? Fort Wayne is ready for live music. They're ready to interact with that music. They're ready to come out and celebrate. And this is going to be a time.
And you certainly have the call to the dance. And this is, one does not have to dance, but it sounds like one is definitely encouraged to dance at all of these events.
Right. And this year, Arthur Murray Professional Dance Studio is coming to teach the dance lesson before.
Great.
And, you know, last year we featured Salsa Loca. So different professionals in the city will be coming as well, and their students, and their studios. But by all means, observers are welcome if you just want to come and hear some really cool music.
That is wonderful. From a performer's perspective, what do you think is so special about this location?
Oh, wow. Well, the Embassy Theater is iconic. It is the statement. It is the place. If you are performing, you want your name connected with it. And so it is a high honor as a performer to be there, to be a part of what's happening in this historic place and to share culture and to, especially as a local artist, be part and associated with those amazing national acts that are coming through.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole place is pretty snazzy now that it's been restored.
Yeah, it's a very special place that can be used in a lot of different ways. And it's just kind of cool to see that throughout the Summer Night series, we're going to have some more performance-centric events. But we're also, like what Melissa is bringing is really, she's giving an opportunity for the audience to make the experience as great as it's going to be. And there's going to be much more of an interactive element.
And every one of these events are an all-night affair. That's like 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Why don't you dance step us through how things work there?
So, yeah, the doors will open at 5 o'clock, and that's when the bar will be open. Food will be available. 6 o'clock is when most of the music throughout the series is going to start. And it's definitely going to be music for the majority of the night, but some of the artists want to perform all the way up to 10 o'clock. Some may say, hey, we're going to call it quits at 9, but we'll still have the ballroom and the rooftop open for people to still enjoy the space.
So they can come and go, quite literally, or just hit half of the evening, or one can tailor one's own evening.
Yes, if you need to leave and come back, as long as you have your ticket, you'll be welcome back.
And you are welcome to stay down dancing the whole time. Of course, hopping up onto the rooftop patio is great, too. Can you hear the music upstairs?
Yeah, it's going to kind of depend on how loud it's coming from the ballroom. But yeah, all the performances will be in some way, shape, or form audible. What that level of volume is still dependent on who's performing.
That makes sense. And it has that real fun party atmosphere going at all times. Okay, each week's event is a clever little package from the band and to the menu and the cash bar and that intentional little rooftop oasis. It's whimsy. It's a short little staycay. Is that what you're going for? You feel like you're presenting just this little midweek surprise for your guests?
Absolutely. It's an escape, you know, right in your own hometown. It's an escape from the routine. That's the thing about these summer nights is that there's a new flavor every week and you can come and experience a new thing. And it's almost like a staycation in that way. Yes, it is. And it definitely brings out everyone, which is so neat.
Who is your target market?
Anyone who's ready to have some fun, I suppose. ages, it's all ages. And I saw people there from as young as teenagers to seniors and everyone interacting. We had African Americans, Caucasians, Hispanics. So it was a very inclusive environment.
That just all fits together. What about dress requirement?
Oh, no, there's no dress code here. We want people to be comfortable and be ready to have fun and dress for that.
Okay, that makes sense too, especially being in the summer as it is. And then the, well, you've got the climate control, of course, in the room, but then up on the rooftop, it'll be cool and breezy and just everybody's having a good time. That's just great. So James and the Drifters are kicking things off this week. And then it's your Latino beat and the whole thing going on with you the week after that, Melissa. So what other flavors are on the menu this summer? And I do believe flavor goes from everything from the music to the food that's going to be being served.
Yeah, we have something for everyone. We have some jazz offerings like with the West Central Quartet. Of course, Fort Wayne Staples, Sonny Taylor is coming in with her singer-songwriter. Something that's cool this year is we're bringing in some touring acts as well. So we have the Heidi Burson Band on June 13th. She's playing blues, gospel, soul, R&B.
Oh, goodness. That's delightful. And again, the menus are cleverly reflecting all of this.
Yeah. Food is served buffet style. And, you know, our great team at the embassy, they did a lot to try to make food that they felt would complement the experience from the music. And there also will be drink specials and things of that nature at the cash bar. So there's like a whole package involved with these summer nights.
And reasonable prices on the food so folks can really have an affordable evening. And how much is that ticket?
It's only $5.
It's almost like you can't afford not to go.
Yes.
And in the meantime, do they tend to fill up? What's your maximum guest count?
The ballroom can only hold a few hundred people, so we do encourage folks to buy their tickets in advance or take advantage of our flex pass. But we also don't want to discourage anyone. If they want to stop by and see if there's room, yeah, you can walk in and talk to the box office, and our staff there will be more than willing to help you so that you can go upstairs and have fun at the summer nights.
And we will warn people because I believe, Melissa, you know firsthand that these can sell out.
Yes, we were one of the acts that sold out last year. We had, you know, over 330 people there, and we expect an amazing turnout this year as well.
Oh, and I hope so. Jonah, there's something always happening downtown in Fort Wayne, and that's just grand. How does it feel to be a part of the Embassy Theater? Did you ever think you'd have a chance to be building that whole development right in town, like for a whole season like this?
Honestly, no. I'm very happy and grateful that I am. I think it's great that the embassy does have programming often throughout the week. It gives people a chance to experience downtown and experience that great theater. But also, summer nights gives a chance for people to go up to the other side of the building, which they may not be able to experience, and just go to someplace new, fun, cool, you know, air-conditioned, or outside if that's what they prefer.
Also, to be able to offer a clubbing adventure, Melissa. And you don't have to go to a club, and you, in fact, can have kids with you.
Right. Yes, absolutely. It's a very, I would say, festive environment, but it does have the element of you can take a cocktail or choose not to. You can eat, and then people can indeed bring their children to experience this music, to experience the top of the roof. They can come as a family. They can come on a date. They can come after work with their coworkers. They can come in a group of friends. And bring their kids or not, get a sitter and come on out and enjoy a night away from the kids. We are definitely making it accessible to everyone, from the cost to the community.
Perfect summertime fun. You've got that down pat. I am so happy that we have something like this here in Fort Wayne. And looking around that Fort Wayne skyline, as you do when you're there, and I hope that you get a chance to at least pop out there and see what the climate is, Melissa, what do you hope to be adding to it with these art-centric activities?
Just to add to the experience and the cultural enhancement of Fort Wayne, we have a beautiful skyline, and to be able to enjoy that at the Embassy Theater and to have really good music connected with that really takes people to a place out of the norm, I guess you could say. Really, we just want to add to the quality of life in Fort Wayne and give people a space to be who they are, to explore and just express and experience that expression. Mm-hmm. The Embassy Theater does it so well, and this is just an amazing event.
Well, I think Melissa said it great. We want to fill that skyline with music. You know, it's something that Fort Wayne doesn't get enough of it, especially in the middle of the week. And that's something that I feel that Summer Nights is adding to that skyline, is adding the colors of music. And it's also just kind of nice. The weather is finally nice, you know, and it's something that, yeah. You know, there's a bit of fun and just a chance for people to kind of take a breath in the middle of their week.
Jonah Crismore is the Embassy Theater's programming director, and Melissa McCann is a talented Fort Wayne musician and owner of Melissa's Latin Beat. Jonah, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today. And here's to the hot fun we'll be having on those oh-so-cool summer nights at the Embassy.
Thank you for having us.